have to do...
Gelatine.
..is put gelatine on it.
Princess Margaret's favourite souffle isn't a souffle at all. It's a mousse set with gelatine.
Does that go...
cool?
Cool.
Cool before we put it into the other mixtures, yeah.
Shall we leave that out on the table outside? Yeah.
Off a go.
Into the beaten egg yolks and sugar go the rind and juice of the lemons.
It's going to have quite a tang to it, this.
Oh, it's going to be really sharp. So we just need to gently mix that in.
Gently.
And then
you've
the
got
next
much
thing.
Chance of that.
All I'm doing is switching it on.
Good.
That's on the gentle setting.
That's gentle.
My hands are on top of my head.
Next component that goes in is the cooled gelatine.
I'll not be a minute.
We've been friends for 20 years, you know, but I've never seen anybody who can make a minute so elastic. You know, I'll just be a while minute.
He's found the gelatin.
He has, God love him.
I'll tell you what, though, there was a spooky setting it. Right. It's looking very, gelatinous.
Yeah. Good.
Very unctuous, isn't it?
Very unctuous. Next component.
What's it?
It's softly whipped cream. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have to say, you're not shy on the ingredients, are you? It's great. You're like the female version of me and Dave. It's quite remarkable, isn't it?
One more last component. Our egg whites.
Right.
Yes.
The perfectly firmly peaked egg whites.
They are.
This is a lovely recipe.
Mm. It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's lovely.
Yeah, I'd say that's just about right.
The lemony mixture's then poured into the wrapped souffle dish.
Beyond the dish. Ah, hence the souffle vibe.
That's right.
So it's like a faux souffle,
isn't
it?
That's right. There we are.
Very nice.
That now goes into the fridge to set.
The souffle will take a good couple of hours chilling before you can start decorating it, unless you're hyper-doodly organised like Muriel.
Muriel! Here is one.
I made earlier.
Yes. I tell you what, you could be Delia Smith, you.
I could.
Once the souffle's out of its wrapping, it looks like a baked souffle. But don't be fooled. Just like Tess's meringue, it contains raw eggs, so the same rules apply.
So, we need some cream now to whip. I think there's some in the fridge.
The finishing touch is to decorate the edge with chopped nuts, more piped cream and some halved grapes. Oh, classy.
Hey, that is fab.
How about that?
That's brilliant. Fabulous. Muriel's Mums, lemon souffle.
Fab.
Thank you.